Guy Code with Renan Oswe.
Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Renan Oswe right now. On this episode, guys, we're going to be talking about 5 signs you should wife her. Okay, 5 signs you should look out for. But when you see these 5 signs, you should wife that lady. And I'll get right into it. Number one, if she shows wife qualities, if she portrays and demonstrates wife qualities. Now, what are these qualities we are talking about? A good acronym is FBI. It's an acronym that you can remember. It simply means feminine, beautiful, and inspirational. We can thank Kevin Samuels for that. He came up with that acronym, feminine, beautiful, and inspirational. Okay. If she has these qualities, these 3 qualities, she's feminine in that she's in her feminine frame. She's beautiful. Of course, you see beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And she's inspirational, you know. She inspires you through her femininity, through her feminine force. You know, she inspires you to stick to your masculine frame, you know. She's not always there as a distractor or as a person who just causes chaos. No, she inspires you to stay in your masculine, to stay on your purpose. Feminine, beautiful, inspirational, FBI. These 3 qualities make a high value woman. These are the 3 qualities that make a high value woman. That's number one, if she has these wife qualities and the rest. Number two, if she has attached to you, if she is attached, right? Now, the truth is, guys, there are many women who will marry a man just for safety or for convenience. This is the society we live in, and it happens because there are women who will marry a man because the clock is ticking, she wants a child. She may want a certain kind of child, maybe mixed race or whatever. Or she just wants that security for, you know, for future years, someone to take care of her. So she will never really attach to that person. Or she may attach years into the marriage, or some never attach. They just attach to the value he brings, which is many times the case. But when she has attached to you, you can wife her. Now, how does a woman attach to a man? Let me tell you something, guys. A woman attaches to you or gets attached to you when she does things for you, you know? When she contributes to your value, not the other way around, because many guys think that you can buy yourself for a woman to attach to you. You can buy into a woman attaching to you. No. If she gives to you more than you give to her, she will get attached. Why? Because the thing is, guys, when people start a pattern and people start contributing and giving value and dedicating value and their resources to a certain thing or a certain person, subconsciously it gets ingrained in them that this person or thing is of value. Now, to avoid the cognitive dissonance of stopping and, you know, having them think they are wrong, they will continue doing it. You know, she's already got into a habit of giving her value and resources to you, as far as not just money, as far as time and all this investment. They are most likely to continue. They are most likely to see higher value. Why? Because of her actions ingraining in her that this person must be valuable because I'm dedicating this much resources to them. Another thing is that more people fear a loss, fear losing something than gaining something new. This is something that's a fact. Most people fear a loss than gaining something new. So she will want to avoid a situation whereby she will lose everything she has dedicated or invested in you as far as emotionally and any kind of value she has. So to avoid the cognitive bias that, hey, this person isn't really who I thought they were, so I have to stop. And thinking that I will lose all these investments I've made on this person, it will make her attached to you. Because now she will work to try and make you the person she thinks you are. This is where it comes to a point where ladies feel like, I want to change him to who? To the person I think he is or I wish he is, but you are not that person. This is something that they have lied to themselves. This deep guy called stuff, I'm telling you guys for free. You know? So when she's attached to you, attached to your value, you know, you can wife her, because now she is totally, practically invested in your purpose. But when it is the other way around, when you're investing in her, the truth is, guys, most of these women have very low self-esteem and they do not think highly of themselves. So when you are there investing a lot of your resources to them, you are disagreeing with the inner voice they have. They know they're not really worth all that. If this lady was going to take herself on a date, do you think she will take herself to the very expensive date you're booking? Maybe not. That's the truth. So these women, one, want to be treated in a way they see themselves. So she has to attach to you more than you attach to her. That's number two. Right? Number three. Okay, let me just build up on this number two, is that, guys, when you invest more in her than she does in you, she will feel she can get value from any other person. So now she will start looking for orbiters because, like, hey, this guy thinks I'm all that. Maybe other guys might think that. And you don't want this situation. And it has happened to many of you guys. Number three. You need to have established your frame. You need to have established your frame. You need to be confident, intelligent, and assertive. Right? We all know what builds our frame as far as maneuvering in this space and becoming the better version and adding value. These three things that Kevin Samuels says, you need to be confident, intelligent, and assertive. You are a leader. You have the leadership qualities. This will put you in a better position to find a partner and get a meaningful union. When you have established that you have this, your frame is intact, that you are not easily swayed by circumstances, you can control yourself in all these stages and spheres that you may encounter with your team, with your family, with anyone. You're confident, you're intelligent, you're assertive, you have this, you have your frame is intact, you can get into this long-term union. Number four, when she agrees on the kind of marriage you want, whether it is polygamous, depending on your religion, whether you want it traditional, you don't want to involve the government, depending on the country you're in, when she agrees on these terms, you can go ahead and finalize the union. Because the truth is that if you think you will change it in the middle of this union, you're dead wrong. Because if you change in the request is denied, it'll be very costly on your side, as we have seen in many, many situations, guys. Number five is that you need to have agreed as far as the subject of kids, children. Do you want kids? Well, how many kids? some, I will say, really, guys, that you need to have tested so that you don't find yourself in a situation where one of you may be infertile and you don't know. And now it gets to a long period of time where there's a lot of this tension of like who might be the problem. You need to go through these, out of these tests, to understand your body, to understand the kind of compatibility you have as far as genetics. And if you're able to get the kind of offspring and generation you want to sire. So, on the topic of children, there's this recent event that happened in Kenya where a man killed his wife and himself in their own house because apparently the guy was impotent and the lady somehow was expectant, so he knew she was unfaithful. So he was impotent but did not share it with her early in the relationship. And both of them died. We lost two people. We don't need such situations like that, guys. You need to have all these issues covered before you decide to commit to this person, especially long term. With these 5 points, guys, I really hope I've given you some value and some points to consider when finding a soulmate, a life partner. Until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osweyer.